When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, I want to talk about something. It affects, you know, a huge number of people in this country, and probably not something we talk about an awful lot until it knocks on your own doorstep or somebody in your own life or family or friends is diagnosed with a brain tumour. About 450 people are diagnosed with primary brain tumours in this country each year. Tony is one of them. Tony is with us on the line today because, Tony, you were diagnosed only last September at the age of 37.
Yeah, hi Andrea, how are you getting on?
Good.
So September 6th I was out for a run and it was a very warm day, I think around 23 degrees. Now, Andrea, I was in a sweatsuit at the time because I had two weddings abroad and I was trying to drop a few pounds, you know, and just before the wedding. And so when I was running, basically collapsed, had a seizure. So I don't really remember leading up to it, but by absolute chance, a girl I know was driving past, who's a GP, and she found me. So on the back of that, I was brought into the hospital, and there was some tests done on me. So initially they thought it was just dehydration, given the sweatsuit on such a warm day, but I actually hit my head when I collapsed. So they did an MRI and they found a growth on my brain. 5.2 centimetres on the right side of my brain. So less than 2 weeks later, I was down in CUH in Cork and I had surgery. They were able to remove about 75 to 80% of it. So my brain tumour is called an astrocytoma. So it's a primary brain tumour. So I was diagnosed with a low grade 2. So on the back of that, then I went through radiation and chemo more as a precaution. So I had 30 sessions of radiation, started the week before Christmas and finished that. And now I'm going through chemotherapy. Now, with chemotherapy, mine is tablet form as opposed to IV. So by all accounts, the side effects shouldn't be as severe. So only time will tell. But I think that it was caught early and they think mine is a slow growing brain tumour. And so they think it could have been actually growing for a long time. They don't really know at this moment in time.
How are you feeling, Tony?
All things considered, Andrea, I'm feeling okay.
Yeah, it's very recent, you know, like only last September.
Yeah, 6 months ago. So, and I suppose, especially, Andrea, it kind of came out of the blue. I didn't have any of the symptoms that they say for a brain tumour. And like, I'd be very active. I would exercise 5 to 6 times a week. So never for one second would I have thought something like this would affect me. I'd never even thought about brain tumours, you know, so it came as quite a shock to me and my family, you know. But I suppose we just have to get on with it. The way I see it, Andrea, I have two options. The first option is I sit at home. I feel sorry for myself. The world is against me. The cards have been dealt. Crap. I better not curse the national TV. My mother will kill me. Or the second option is, right, this has happened. Not ideal. Not ideal at all. But let's get on with it and one day at a time and put one foot in front of the other. And I'm not taking the first option.
Great, pragmatic approach for sure, Tony, you know, to it. But I'm sure when you were in hospital and heard the words brain tumour and got that diagnosis from the doctors, like, of course it comes as a huge shock.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd be lying if I said otherwise. But what I will say, Andrea, all the doctors and nurses I dealt with were absolutely fantastic. You know, I wouldn't have a bad word to say against them. But yeah, it was a bit of a shock. And I think it took me a couple of months before it actually set in and kind of hit me, you know.
Yeah.
But like, it's just one of these things that happens and you just have to get on with it, you know. It's you don't have to stay positive. You know, there's bad days, but there's bad days for people that have a brain tumour and they don't have a brain tumour, you know. So it's, as the world goes, you're going to have bad days, but it's about just picking yourself up and staying positive, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Tony, stay with us because Fiona Keegan is on the line as well. Fiona's the CEO of Brain Tumour Ireland. And I know today Fiona is your big fundraiser. It's the Wear a Hat Day initiative. A lot of people will be familiar with that. But it's really about raising awareness, like Tony's story, and many, yeah. many other stories like Tony's out there across the country.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you very much for highlighting this. And it's great to hear such a positive outcome for yeah. Tony. But I think it also highlights the many challenges faced by brain tumour patients, certainly the nature of, how out of the blue this can happen. And it's certainly life changing. So today is Wear a Hat Day for Brain Tumour Ireland. It is our main fundraiser. And if I can just tell you a little bit about it, what we're asking people to do today is to wear a hat, any hat of their choice, take a selfie and share that across their social media and tag Brain Tumour Ireland using the hashtag Wear a Hat Day, and to donate €4 by texting BTI to 5050300. And just to add to that, we have a hat that was donated to us by the wonderful designer Rashid as a prize for the best selfie.
Yes, brilliant. I was going to say, so the funds really from the campaign today, they're used really to help people and to raise awareness, Fiona.
Absolutely. And just to say, we don't receive any government funding, so we rely entirely on donations and fundraisers and the events that our wonderful fundraisers do for us throughout the year. So the funds raised today will go towards funding our support groups. So we have three online support groups. We have one for patients, one for families, and one for parents of children diagnosed with a brain tumour. And there are approximately 45 children every year diagnosed with a brain tumour. And we also have two in-person groups in Cork starting up again next week on the 3rd of April. And what we would like to do with the funds is to develop more in-person support groups around the country. We really feel this is needed. Mm. And we also wish to set up a bereavement group for families who've lost a loved one to a brain tumour. Yeah. So that's where the funds will be going.
Yeah, the thing about it is, like as Tony talked about in his own story, you have so many various different types of brain tumour diagnosis as well, Fiona, because you can often have, like in Tony's case, as he said, it's, you know, the primary, I suppose, brain tumour. A lot of people might have it even as a secondary. Can be benign, cancerous. There's many shapes and forms.
Yeah, and you're right, Andrea. I mean, I think it is one of the challenges really with brain tumours. You know, it's not like, you know, one fits all, and it's not like a lot of other diseases where, you know, there's a pathway that people know will happen. You know, the brain tumours are very varied. As I say, the grades can be different. They're located in different places in the brain. So the outcomes can be very different for different people. And just to say as well, you know, when you're talking about the different tumours, you know, you're talking about malignant tumours, benign tumours. And we support patients, anybody who has a brain tumour. We don't say, you know, we look after people with malignant tumours or benign tumours. We are here for anybody who has diagnosed with a brain tumour. But you're right, it can be very varied and the outcomes can be very different. Yeah.
It can be tough, Tony, in dealing with all of that, you know, and the effect that it can have on people. And a lot of that maybe is down to the fact that, you know, more often than not, we don't know a huge amount about brain tumours and what's associated with it, unless we know somebody who's gone through this.
Absolutely, 100%, Andrea. Like, I wouldn't, previous to this now, I wouldn't have heard or knew anything really about brain tumours. But I have been in touch with another girl from Limerick who has the same as me. So, small world, Laura Mangan is her name. People might have seen her on the Welcome to Wrexham documentary. So it's been great talking to her. And like, with the best will in the world of the people, and like, I have an unbelievable support network in terms of my family and friends. But until you're actually talking to somebody who's gone through it, you know, it's very difficult to kind of, I suppose, find common ground with people being so nice, you know. But it's great to be able to bounce certain things off someone else that's going through something similar. The mental side of things has been, it's been wild, you know. It's been crazy trying to just get your head around. But like, I suppose from my side, I'm also ADHD. So like, my life changed drastically from being out and about doing things constantly to not being allowed to do anything, you know, and I can hardly sit still at the best of times, you know. So that was very difficult, just that piece of just not being able to exercise properly. And I suppose you have so much kind of free time sometimes it's, you spend so much time thinking about it, but it's just getting, I suppose, different, trying to do different things just to take your mind off it. Like, I found myself doing colouring, like breathing exercises, none of which I'd have done previously. Like, if you had told me 7 or 8 months ago I'd be colouring to pass my time, I'd say you're crazy, yeah, you know.
I know.
But
well, that's the thing, as you said, the fact that there was no symptoms, you know, or signs, Tony, in advance of that day you went for the run, and that's probably the hard part too, to come to terms with.
Absolutely. But like I said, Andrea, I think it took me nearly up to Christmas before it really hit home. I think it was when I started the radiation. Then it was kind of like, right, this is real. You know, this is really real. So it took me a while. I think I was just in shock. But look, I guess I'm doing my best to come to terms with it. And like I said, you'll have good days and bad days, but it's just about keeping the bright side out. And, I suppose the medications, there is a good bit of it as well, for a number of things. Like, geez, I should nearly be the face of one of these pharmaceutical companies I'm taking out just at the moment, you know.
Yeah, I know. Well, look, we wish you the best of luck, Tony, with it and with your treatment. But by all accounts, you have a very positive attitude towards it. And thanks for sharing your story with us here today on Lunchtime Live. And Fiona Keegan as well, their CEO of Brain Tumor Ireland. As Fiona mentioned, it's just the hashtag Wear a Hat Day 2024, and you can tag them at Brain Tumor Ireland. Just text BTI to 50300.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.